Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Masilan Khlapo, CEO of the African Rail Industry Association. A very good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, Howard, and good morning to your listeners. I am excited about the rain and, yeah.
It's awesome, isn't it? Woke up this morning with a sense of renewal. This air, the air is fresh, the dust has settled, and we know that now anything is possible.
Absolutely. And more reason to move trucks on the road and freight back on rail.
Absolutely. Right. So what are the state reforms and how can they assist in unlocking South Africa's rail potential?
Look, the reform has long been in the pipeline from 2017, the rail policy draft white paper from the 16th of November. Then the next one, it was the Treasury towards economic growth, which was in August in November. And then in October 2020, then the president finally made a commitment that they would be allowing third party access onto the core network. Now, this period, I've done basically a calculation. It's over four years, almost. It's from today being the first, from the 17th of October 2017. So this is the time that we have lost. And if you want to grow as an economy, we can't wait for 4 years to pass put in place the reform that are required to bring about the change that we want in the country. Growth of the economy, unemployment rate, we know it's high, and that also has an influence on crime. So this reform is not a nice to have. We must have it.
What are the reforms that are required?
We require that third-party access be implemented immediately. There is no reason not to implement it. Our legal advisor, Weber Wenzel, has done an extensive work on public procurement, looking at the Public Finance Procurement Act and other related acts, and they have confirmed that there is no legislation that is required. So on those bases, we encourage those that are in the position of power and to turn around the situation will be important. But over and above this, the excess fees that will be paid by operators will then create a new revenue stream for Transnet. And therefore, their balance sheet will start looking a little bit better. So the state, these reforms are not only benefiting us as an industry, but the climate, Transnet, the country, and our political strong or leadership on the continent.
How much money is required to get this, to get our rail services back to a reasonable state?
Let's start first with what is available there. We estimate that there's about 80% infrastructure that is underutilized. There is capacity already. So the lines that almost reach their capacity is the iron ore line, your coal line. We know that there's no market there, and because we don't compete with Transnet, we know that those lines are, in terms of capacity, they've reached between 80 and 100%. But the general freight business is largely underutilized, and this is where the opportunities are for the private operators. So that is the percentage. Over 80% is not being utilized. And we think that we can, with participation, we can significantly reduce that and then have the extra benefits that come with third-party access.
So it's fascinating that in certain areas it is underutilized. I know, for example, the chrome industry, however, uses rail a road quite extensively, and that is one area I would imagine who could benefit much more from rail.
Absolutely. Companies are begging for this. Mm-hmm. And we are speaking to AgriSA, we're speaking to the Forestry Association, we're speaking to the Minerals Council. They want to have their freight back on bay. And it's for them, it's, they don't have to use the road, because when you use the road, you are one of the significant contributors of emissions. And if you follow the UN Sustainable Development goals, moving on rail is actually what is required to save our environment.
There's no
Other companies, they are begging. We'll be doing one project study with one of the companies to establish what could be done. And some of the forestry companies says, I'm currently moving 70% of my product by road, but I can take that 70%, put it back on rail immediately if the service is available. So what it means is that there's a variety of customers that have gone on road, largely because of the service from Transnet being unreliable, being inefficient, being in some instances not user-friendly in terms of perhaps the prices to access the network, maybe, you know, excessive.
So in we are unfortunately out of time, but in the next year, how different do you think or do you hope it will look?
Look, we were hoping as industry that we would trust the promise of the president. He says we'll implement this in 12 months. In 12 months is now in October. The announcement was made last year, October, on the 15th. So we're hoping that it would have been done by now. But through Operation Vulindlela, they've made a commitment of about 12 months. So we're looking for another year. But they did commit that they're accelerating, and chances are we will be able to, you know, get into third-party access maybe a little bit sooner than August next year.